Hello everyone and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me Sarah together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit, and we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Raw Talks podcast. With me today I have Mark. My good friend, business partner, and adventurist.
Yep.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about what to expect after our retreats, and to dive into what to expect after the retreats, we need to start by talking a little bit about the intention of the retreat and what's really going on during the retreat, so people can get a better understanding of what we're doing and what to expect, basically. So living with the spirit, let's start from the beginning. Living with the spirit means that, so that's the company brand, right? The company name and why do we call ourselves that? It's about opening the connection between you and your intuition or your spirit or your connection to the universe or God or whatever it is, to get that guiding star and to establish that connection, we have to go through the body, because the body is the main gateway to everything that you want, basically. Health, happiness, relationships, ascension, manifestation, reincarnation or not, you know, like it all goes through the body. That is the ascension process. That is, it's through the body we experience the evolutionary process. And through the body, we will know what to do, what not to do, where to go, or where not to go, who to hang out with, who not to hang out with, what, you know, purpose, lifestyle, everything. Everything is through the body. So that's why we are, that's the only thing that we work with, basically. But to go through the body and to heal the body and to open up the body and to establish or re-establish that connection with the body, and kind of, that's why people talk about remembering who you are. It's not about teaching us something new. It's about coming back to something that we have forgotten. It's to create a connection with something that we have lost the connection with. So one of the biggest things that creates problem is for people is that we are disconnected. We're disconnected from ourselves, from our bodies, from each other, from our hearts, from, you know, the sensation, from the inspiration, from the navigation, from the creativity, from our intuition, from our connection with something greater. But it's not that it's the greater, it's not that it's the big spirit that is dictating what to do. It's more about you getting in harmony with, you know, the big picture. And when you're in harmony, then you're aligned, and then things start to go smooth and you have wind in your sails. So our retreats is basically 21 days of deep dive to open that, to reconnect, to clean out anything that is not serving you, like any blockages. It could be stress, it could be trauma, it could be belief system, it could be karma, it could be, you know, anything physical, emotionally or spiritual. So it's a how would you call it, the retreat? You could call it like a massive car wash. You just go in and, you know, things just happen to you.
It's not so much that you have to come and do a lot of things. It's like you mentioned earlier, it's like letting go of things. So you might come with a lot of stuff on you, or a lot of belief systems, or a lot of stress, a lot of negativity, or emotional baggage. And you come here, and we sweep it all away and get it off. We burn some of it off and shake some of it out, and so you breathe some of it out. So we have all these modalities to help people work through those in different ways. So it's not so much of a yang experience where we're pushing through and breaking through and coming on the
It
other side.
could be sometimes if that's what needed, but we activate all the body's self-healing mechanisms and then we follow the body. Sometimes that means yang for people. I
It
mean,
does.
I had a lot of yang experiences in the beginning of my journey, and for some people it's very subtle. Some people are, I mean, everyone is different, so everyone will have their own journey, but you will develop at something will change, something will shift, because as soon as you start to ground the nervous system, things do start to change. And there's a nervous system component. The whole place here is designed for healing. It's like recently we had one person checking in and she was just purging within the first 24 hours, like just letting go of things straight away coming here. And that's not very uncommon. For some people, it takes longer. It depends on how activated the nervous system is. But wherever you are on your journey, you will get a deep dive and quantum leap in whatever you're doing, basically, to reestablish this connection with the self. And yeah, so basically, you connect with yourself and you clean out a lot of stuff that is not serving you anymore. And for everyone is different. And we do that through the grounding. Like, the nervous system regulation is the absolute foundation here. And then we also activate the body's self-healing mechanisms through a physical detox to clear out the body and to open up the elimination gateways and to really give the whole digestive system a rest, to clear out physical stuff. And this then will activate an emotional detoxification process. And then we are there to take this opportunity, because there's like windows that opens and we can go in and help you clear emotional blockages, traumas, imprints, stress, karmic stuff, energetic stuff. I mean, anything that is there that is keeping you from living the life that you want. And this then also, yeah, the spiritual detox, also the energetic detox. And during that process, we hold you a lot. You get a lot of support, and the container is kind of confined. So when you come out from the retreat, you will not be the same person. And when we have been removing a lot of things that is not serving you anymore, and you do such deep work with connecting to the body again and connecting to, whatever you call the spirit or your intuition or whatever that is, there needs to be some sort of integration for the body to kind of process what's been going on. And that could look differently from person to person. I spoke to a person who's been here before and is coming back later this year. And she said, yeah, the main reason I want to come to you again is to go deeper. Because when I was there the first time, I mean, it was a very deep journey, but it was also in the not beginning of her journey, but to do this kind of holistic, like really deep dive. So there was a lot of stuff coming up. And then she's been doing the mentorship program with us in between since she was here last time. And now she wants to come back and to go deeper. And she said, the main reason why I want to come is to be held in the process. Because she also noticed when she comes back that, the body is reacting in a completely different way. Like, the body will feel so much more. And it's the time to really figure out, okay, what is right for me? Because we don't tell you what to do, because your body will tell you what to do. We can give a lot of direction and example and coaching. And, you know, if people want to be told what to do, we can for sure, you know, this is what we think and this is what we believe. But ultimately, it's about finding this connection, this trust in yourself, like your truth. People always ask us, not always, but we get a lot of questions like, oh, so I'm not supposed to eat meat ever again. And we're like, no, that's not what it's about at all. You follow your body. You know, some people thrive on a high meat diet. Some people don't, you know, and you need to figure out what brings me towards my purpose? What is it that, how do I want to feel? How do I want to live? And that's part of the retreat, to come closer to your purpose. And when you have that purpose, then you will, your lifestyle is what's going to determine whether you get there or not. So after the retreat, the body is going to be your main navigation tool, because your nervous system is going to be much, much more in tune and much more sensitive, or you're going to be less disconnected from it. So you will actually feel things. And it's same with the food. When you've cleaned out everything, the body is going to be much more subtle or very much clearer in its communication. And when I was asking Simba, like, what is it that you would like to bring into this podcast, because he couldn't join today, he said, basically, the body is always telling you the truth. After the retreat, that radio station will be much louder. So it will also be, and the lifestyle that we have before the retreat is usually not exactly what the body wants, because otherwise you wouldn't be here, you know. Or it could be that you want to clean up something from the past, like you have a much better lifestyle now, but there's still things lingering on. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. The body will come out from this place and tell you, oh, I don't like this anymore. This doesn't make me feel good. And it's about listening to the body and following the body and respecting the body and honoring the body.
Yeah, I think that during the retreat, people tap into their intuition, which most of the time people have lost their connection to that. And through the process of the retreat, they get in touch with that intuition, and then they start to look back at their life or look forward at the life that they're going to go back to. And they start to wonder, like, oh, what am I actually doing? And they kind of end up at this place where they have to make some tough choices. And so, just like you mentioned, you know, the woman who is going to come back here, I think that's a powerful testament in its own, that we have customers who want to come back and do deeper work.
Yeah.
And you know, we've had customers who leave here to go and start businesses. We've had customers leave here and go and become healers. We've had customers go and change their life and move somewhere else and just totally turn their life around in a positive direction.
Yep.
So we have so many examples of people who are here at the retreat and then get in contact with their body, get in contact with their intuition, and then go out into the world and do amazing things. And then some of them come back and do it again and go deeper. That's amazing. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, what most people say when they are here, they say that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to actually, you know, shift something. And for some people, it's twice or three times. We start to have a lot of people coming back, actually, which is fantastic, because it's so much fun to work with them over time and to join their progress. But what most of these people do is that they join the HLR, the Holistic Lifestyle Redesign program, our online program. It's a 6-month container where that people use sometimes before they come here to build up to the retreat, to be able to
to really go as deep as possible while they are here. Or a lot of people do it also after the retreat. So it's like during the retreat, you kind of take off into your new journey, into, you know, you leave stuff behind, you feel light, some things are happening. And then it's like you gotta land in your own life, you know, back home. And people use the HLR program to kind of get that landing, to kind of get that, to basically to bring in, or how to apply all the teachings and all the different things that you have learned and that you have accomplished and that you left behind. What does this new person look like in my current lifestyle? Because not everyone can just, you know, sell everything they own and go and do a new life in another country and just leave everything behind and start fresh. I mean, we did that because we had to, or because that's what spirit was guiding me to do this work. But it doesn't look the same for everyone. So a lot of people have to go back to a job or, you know, family, career, different things. But how do we do that to maintain the process and to continue to heal and continue to learn and to implement everything that you've learned into the current lifestyle?
Yeah. I would say the customers who leave here and they join the HLR program, they get that buffer of additional support that guides them so that they can land in wherever their home is. Because then, you know, they do have to figure out, how do I take everything I learned at the retreat and integrate it into my daily life? And that's a great way to do that.
Mm.
Some other customers who have reported success is there's a couple of things that they have in common. One is that they maintain a daily routine.
Yeah.
I think that's so important, that you, whatever routine it is, it doesn't have to be the same one that we do here or what you learned here. But as long as you have a routine, like a morning routine that you stick to, that builds the foundation of success for your day. And it's just such a pivotal role. The second thing that people report success on is continuing to do some kind of body-based modality.
Yeah, the somatic work.
Yeah, somatic work, stretching, yoga, anything. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be
the TRE, the breath work. I mean, that's what we do in the HLR, that you have access to. Because the foundation of our work is nervous system regulation. It's somatic work. So nervous system regulation is the absolute key to activate any kind of healing process in the body. Because when the nervous system is activated, the healing is not. That's like, it's a very simple, you know, on or off. It's like, if it's on, then the healing is off. And most people live with activated nervous systems like 24/7. They don't even regulate during sleep. Super interesting. So that is the key. And then we have the somatic work. The issue is in the tissue, all the unprocessed memories, emotions, imprints, you know, the stress, everything is stored in the tissue, in the fascia, in the water of the cells. We carry it around with us. So the somatic work is to change the chemistry in the body and start to move that, so the body can eliminate it and to process it, to leave it behind, to become empty. And then the third one is the shadow work and the energetic work. And that is the mirroring and the coaching. Shadow work stands for, you know, the things that you are unable to see, or the things that you don't want to see, you know, that we have resistance and that we avoid, and that we have deep imprints, avoidance behaviors and things that we, important to understand that it's protection. It comes from somewhere. It's not that all people do it out of ill will. You know, it's very deeply imprinted in our systems if we can't see it. So getting that support and getting that help. And in the HLR, we have all three levels. So so you continue to work with the nervous system. You continue to work with the somatic and changing the chemistry, and you continue to get that support and that mirroring to keep you moving forward, to keep identifying the blind spots or the limiting belief systems or the blockages. So you can keep moving on your path towards your purpose, towards where it is that you want to go, and get the support of all three components, because that is the magic recipe with that you have all of it. So people who work with the HLR, they get all of it because it's available in the program, and then they can use that to establish this new lifestyle and this new path and get access to it and stay with the community. And since we know the person so well, I mean, coming to the retreat, it's like we know you so well that it's so easy for us to support you during that time.
Yeah. If people start the HLR program ahead of time, then that just creates like a soft landing. So start the work already, and we just go deeper with the work when they're here. Yeah. It's a very unique process.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's so much fun to see people expand and to really follow their hearts and look at how brave they are. And like one lady, she's quitting her job now and really trusting and putting herself out there, and change is like change. I need to change. It's like I need to change. I mean, when I came here, I had no clue how this was going to end. I bought a ticket to Chiang Mai and I never returned. You know, I didn't know that, but it was this feeling of there has to be something else. I can't live like this anymore. This is just not right. And I know, because a lot of women that I work with feel the same way. Like this, it's like this, I know it has to be something else. And I know it's out there for me. And that's what we also see now with the year of the truth and all the transformation happening now in 2024 and, you know, dragon year. You know, it's all about transformation. It's all about making that leap of faith and stepping out to the unknown and to really embrace this transformative energy that is just rolling over the planet, and to use that to your advantage and to bring that energy into your sales, because the work that you do this year and next year is going to be super amplified. So it's really an interesting time to heal. And I mean, just the group that we have here this time, before we got started this weekend, and we was like, oh, let's look into the group and see what the Chinese zodiacs they are, to just get a and they're all dragons.
Yep.
It's like last retreat there was two dragons, now they're all dragons. It's like There is a dragon energy, and we didn't even discuss this with them.
No,
they didn't know. Watch the masterclass. They didn't know. They didn't know that we are, you know, into this. They had no idea. And we even have a wood dragon. So it's wood dragon in wood dragon year. It's just, and she's having, you know, what are we, day three?
Right.
Yesterday she said it's like she's been here for months. She's just absolutely purging. You know, it's just incredible to watch these people being so brave and just, you know, stepping into their stuff. It's, I mean, there's nothing that is more inspiring. I've always been the person, you know, that cry and watch, you know, people who, you know, change their lives and stand up for themselves. And, you know, I've always been very moved by that.
Yeah.
So it's super cool to see when people are really owning their stuff and owning their truth.
But it's the real essence of the human spirit that we are disconnected from. And so what we do is help people reconnect to that essence of their spirits and the human spirit, which is courageous and which is, you know, loving and kind and open and able to do, you know, unimaginable things.
Yeah, come together. I think that's one of our strongest things, that when we are open, we come together. And when we come together, there's nothing that can stop us. That's just so, and it's just so clear how strong it becomes when we come together. And that's also such a beautiful part of it. And that's also why I think that people enjoy staying in the HLR, to stay in the vibe, because our community is so strong.
Yep.
The people who work with us, when people work with us over time, we develop a very strong connection, a strong relationship, which is fantastic. So our community is growing every day now.
It is.
So do you have any final recommendations for people who are checking out of the retreat? Let's give them some practicalities.
Yeah, I think that people who check out of the retreat and then they go home, I think they need a little bit of time to kind of like land and be like, oh, you know, really reflect on what they've just experienced, and, you know, not rush right into solving problems or trying to figure out your life. There's got to be a little bit of a grace period in which your body settles back down into your place where you live, and just a little bit of time to really like reflect on what you experienced at the retreat, so that you can start to build a plan for how to navigate and how to integrate that information and those experiences and those practices back into your life. So I would say, don't rush it. You know, there's no rush to go and, you know, solve your life and turn everything around the next day. You know, keep that enthusiasm, of course, and roll with that enthusiasm, but give yourself a little bit of leeway and time for it to cultivate naturally inside of you. And your spirit will kind of lead the way when it comes to that. It will set the pace for you.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Another big thing is, what do you consume? And when we say consume, it's not only food, but you can start with the food, because the body will be clean in a very particular way. And so it's about to really watch when I say consume, it's like, what energy am I allowing into my sphere? And that is food, that is drinks, that is any kind of stimulation, people, books,
yep.
Movies, like, what energy am I consuming? What am I allowing into my space? Because some people thrive when they leave the retreat. They just feel like, I'm so clean, I'm so light, everything is just great. And they go somewhere where they feel like that environment is matching the frequency that they have, and they just take off to, you know, ride away in the sunset. Other people feel more, and that they can feel that the body is not in harmony with some stuff. So usually what I say to people is that the body will show you what parts of your previous lifestyle it really wants to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So where you feel, so it's like this truth channel. You can say that we're living with the spirit is activating your own body's truth radio station.
Yeah.
It's always there, but it can be blocked by many, many things, especially when the nervous system is activated. We have all these negative emotions and we're in surviving. So we're, you know, out looking in the external world for different threats and things like that. And that one is so super strong. But there still is a channel, a radio station in there with the body. You know this saying, if you listen to the body's whisper, you don't need to manage it when it screams.
Yeah.
Because when you feel so much discomfort, it's not something that comes from anything that happened at the retreat. It's the body's way of saying that we need to change something. It's the awareness channel. Like, you need to listen to me. You need to look at me. You need to, you know, pay attention. Honor me. Yeah. So nothing that happens in the retreat creates that. we just clean out stuff so that whatever is going on becomes more apparent. And the goal for me is to clear out the things that is blocking that channel so I can be fully open, fully creative, fully, you know, manifesting fully, because that is the other, that's what is waiting for you on the other side. So the retreat will activate and turn up the volume on that truth channel. And it's not our truth, it's your body's truth.
Personal truth.
It's the personal truth. And so it's a fantastic thing to get, because it will show you where the road forward. You don't even have to know where you're going. All you need to know is that the body knows what it wants to do. The body and the soul knows the purpose of this lifetime. That's not a treasure chest that you find finally because you've been looking at all these clues and all of the, and then you found it in your grandparents' outhouse. It's not like that. It's something that is inside of you that is a force, a drive. It's almost magnetic. It's like the whole body wants to go one direction. So checking out from the retreat, that channel will be stronger, and continuing the work will help you to stay in that zone, on that road, on that path. And the HLR is what brings you, you know, forward to continue the process, but in your own life, and how to navigate and where to go and all of that. So it will also be an indication of, okay, what do I like and what do I don't like? You know, if you have a lot of suffering when you come from the retreat, that means that there's a lot of changes that needs to be done in your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's about continuing to be curious about yourself, because it's a lifelong journey. But I mean, we also have people who come here to work with specific pain, for instance. We had one guy who came, he did a hip replacement, like a full hip replacement. So he came straight at the hospital for a couple of days, and then he came to us to heal. Because it doesn't matter what you want to heal, the process is the same.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks after he had his surgery, he was walking up and down the stairs, and you know, now he's living a completely full life. But the activating all the body's self-healing mechanisms, and also in combination with Simba's extremely deep knowledge with healing the physical body, and since injuries was his specialty way before we even started this.
Mm-hmm.
We also have people who come with very specific things that they want to heal. It doesn't always have to be, oh, what am I going to do with my life? You know? And for them, they have a specific goal, and they move so much faster into the healing. So it can be very different. But in his journey, he also, you know, navigated the food and the energies around him and all of that. So it can be different, but it's all also the same.
Yeah, so, one leads to the other.
Yes, exactly. So it's this deep connection to the self, and what is it that I want, and how can I come closer to my truth? So that truth channel and that truth station is louder, and it also becomes more difficult to pretend that it's not there. It's more difficult to override because it's stronger. So the people who have the least results after the retreat is the ones that go straight back to the lifestyle that they had. Because you can reverse the progress that you made.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be a lot of suffering in the beginning, because the body doesn't want to go silent again. So it will, you know, it will yell at you. The channel is loud, but you can put it down again, depending on how you, I mean, anything is possible, right?
Yeah.
So the people that we see have the most progress is the ones that listen to the body and follow it and say, okay, I want to listen. I honor my body. My body is first. Like, allow the body to lead and then everything else will follow. Yeah. And so the people who have the best results are the ones that do that, even with or without the HLR. The HLR is, Simba also said, like, the thing that you were touching upon, that when you are at the retreat, everything is like moving for you. So when you come out of the retreat, you have to be that engine to do it yourself. And the HLR is a fantastic way to get some wind in your sails, to get support and to have a process that moves you forward. You know, showing up to a guided TRE session instead of doing it yourself, showing up to guided EFT sessions without doing it yourself, having coaching, having, like, depending on what level of the HLR you choose, but to have that process moving you forward and to have that same vibe that was at the retreat, and to try to find that, how it's like parallel parking in your own in your own life, you know. Okay, how do I back this new food, this new diet that I want to have? How do I implement that? How do I parallel park in my life, in my messy life, you know? Or it doesn't have to be messy, but it's like, how do I make everything fit? How do I structure my life? And then also have that nervous system, somatic and shadow work and coaching and grounding and supporting and nurturing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Let people know about the upcoming retreats. You know, we've talked it up a lot. What opportunities do we have for people to come?
Yes. So our retreat starts every month. We have one start date every month. There's four spots in every retreat. All the start dates are available on our website under retreats. If you scroll down, there's all the start date, finish dates for the rest of the year. I actually updated that yesterday. And the retreats are mixed. There could be women and men. They're mixed. But we have January retreat. We had our first men's retreat. So we decided that May is the next opportunity for a men's retreat. The rest of the dates are for both so far. There might be another men's retreat later this year. We'll see. But May is our next men's retreat. So there's four slots. So if you've been listening to us, and we're going to start sharing a bit more about the experiences that the men had in the January retreat. But that was a absolutely incredible experience. It was very, very beautiful to watch. Something magical happens when guys come together, and it's led by you and Simba.
Yep.
So it's time for second round two.
Yeah, it's a focus on healthy masculinity, and so it's a wonderful journey to go through, to really dive into the aspects of the feminine and the masculine polarity, to better understand your nature, how you show up in the world, and ultimately to come out of the retreat with a purpose going forward, like a healthy masculine purpose.
Yeah. So it could be, you know, it could be your role in a relationship, in the family, in business. It's all about how you show up in the world, being more true and more grounded and more rooted in yourself from a masculine perspective. And, you know, watching the guys transform in such a short period of time, and the bond that they create with each other is just incredible. Like coming back to the heart, being able to deal with emotions, knowing how to do that, knowing how to talk, knowing how to manage, knowing how to navigate, knowing how to show up, having a place where you can come back to, like having a blueprint almost of a healthy masculine. It's like, what do I do in all these situations? You know, coming back to something and being strongly rooted in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the next opportunity in May. I think we start, I don't remember the exact start date, but it's the first week of May, I think.
Yeah.
And HLR, it's an evergreen setup, so you can join at any time. We always offer consultations, even though it doesn't matter if it's retreat or HLR. If you want to work with us, because we work with people who are here to make long-term changes, like they really want to change something in their lives. It's not that you have to do a retreat and then you have to do HLR. It's not like that. You choose what you want to do. But the people that we work with, and that how the place is set up, is for people who want to change something and to really shift something in their lives, who are interested in looking deeper under this, like opening the hood and like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And so that's why we always offer one, sometimes two consultations to really get all the answers, to get all the questions answered and to get a really good feel if we're a good fit both ways, you know. To there's no strings attached, because we work with few people, so we invest more in each person. It's not a broadcast system. It's a deep level of trust and understanding. So the better we know each other before we get started, the better the journey will be. So if you are interested in anything that we do and you want to figure out if it's for you, just reach out and we will, like, absolutely no strings attached. We just have conversations with each other to see what's what. And yeah, usually that way is because we don't want to work with people who are not a good fit either, because it's not harmonious. So there's always this opportunity to really get to know us before we get started. So if you're curious or have any questions, just reach out and we're happy to communicate and talk to you guys about anything that you might wonder. All right. Time for massage for me.
All right.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And yeah, if you want to read more, tune in to livingwiththespirit.com. And I'll see you soon.
See you later.
See you. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.